got it.
All right. Well, I'm not bragging, babe, so don't put me down. But I've got the fastest set of wheels in town. When something comes up to me, he don't even try. Cause if I had a set of wings, man, I know she could fly. She's my little Deuce Coupe. You don't know what I got.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Little Deuce Coupe means it's time for the Car Care Show. And our guest this morning is Ken Chartel. He's the owner of Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. And he's joined by Howard Seaton, who's one of our ADX marketing consultants with all of our radio stations. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Meg. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, except I went to play this song and another song just popped up. You know, computers, I think, have a mind of their own sometimes. I don't know.
Yes, they do. We see that in the automotive industry a lot.
Yeah, do you? Okay, that makes me feel a lot better. Okay, gentlemen, so what is going on? It's springtime. I just had a show with Mr. Wiggins talking all about spring gardening and the drought that we're experiencing.
Yes, it is quite
They're
a
saying
drought.
It's the worst drought since the 1800s that we're experiencing right now. Yes. Red flag warnings across the state. Don't burn anything. Be careful. But one of the things I thought was interesting was one of them said, be aware of keeping your car in a dry place. And I thought, okay, what is your car going to blow up? I mean, so what are some things we should be doing when we're experiencing this extreme heat for your vehicle?
Well, I mean,
that'd be my first question. How is it affecting our cars?
Well, yeah, one thing is you can keep the windows down a little bit when it's sitting in the sun and you don't have to worry about washing your interior.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's not raining.
Well, that's true, but the heat doesn't make it. Well, I guess if you keep the windows up, it's even hotter, right?
Right. It gets quite hot in the car.
I never thought about that. But interesting. Okay.
Really, the water, you know, the cars are made to, you know, withstand water, not to be in water, but to get rained on or, you know, they're made to do that. They have drain tubes and things like that, and which goes to a question that you had actually mentioned to me earlier. What about, you know, the drain tubes and things like that? And you have noticed that there's, you know, a lot of leaves when you open your trunk, for, you know, those oak trees and things
I was sticking some garbage out in the trunk, and then I looked and I went, oh my gosh, and I had all this pollen things and the little yellow things and then lots of leaves. And I got curious, and then I went and looked around the front of the hood of the car, and I was, it was just so bad this morning, and I hit my windshield wiper fluid to wipe it off.
Flying off.
And all this stuff came. I thought, goodness gracious. So I went and looked at it, and it's all tucked in under the hood. And I thought, I'm wondering if I need to get under the hood and clean out the engine around the edges there.
Yes, you should. It actually helps. For one, it's blocking the air intake to the air conditioning and heating system. That's where all the vents are up there. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of vehicles have cabin air filters, so those leaves usually can't get past that.
Right.
Because otherwise they'll build up in the blower motor and then you'll get weird
noise. I was surprised at how much was it. Once I started digging and I thought, this is not a small pile of leaves. I mean, it had really gone all the way under the trunk and also under the hood.
Sure. So you really kind of want to clean that all out when you get a chance, because when we do start getting rain, those leaves are going to decay and things like that, and they'll hold moisture. Mm-hmm. And now you're going to have a problem with the rusting and things like that, because those leaves hold moisture and they get down between the fenders and places you don't see them.
Right, and right.
So it's a good idea to clean that all out when you get a chance.
And, okay.
You know, either use a shop vac or some compressed air, or even picking them out leaf by leaf with your hand. But you'll be there for a little while.
Yeah. I just was surprised by it. I didn't expect to see all that clutter under there. So.
Sure.
That was interesting. And I should clarify, because Bruce had sent in the warning, the official warning about from the Florida Division of Emergency Management. And one of the things it said, which I thought was interesting, was keep vehicles off dry grass.
Yes.
So what is that about?
Well, that's because the reason they want you to keep it off dry grass and things like that is because the exhaust system is really hot. And those catalytic converters underneath there can get up to 1,800 degrees.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, in a low-profile vehicle that sits close to the ground, that grass is dry. Mm-hmm. You've got a perfect ignition source, and your heat source is the catalytic converter. So
keep it on the driveway or concrete.
Yep, it'd be a really good idea, because I have seen quite a few fires that way from cars. Yes.
I've never heard of that before. Mm-hmm. Gosh. Yep. Okay. So that was a great tip that was sent in this morning by Bruce, one of our listeners. So if you have a question or comment, this is the Car Show for the next half hour. Ken is here to answer all your questions. 850-437-1620. It is an interesting time of year with this drought, and we got leaves and... Don't park on the grass. I'm taking notes.
So, Ken, you mentioned something earlier when you were talking with Meg about a cabin filter.
Yes.
Talk to us about that, because I don't know that everyone has heard of that or knows where it's at or what it's for. What's a cabin filter?
A cabin filter came into play around 2000. Some of your high-end cars all had it. Now, really, a lot of vehicles have it. Most do. And what the cabin air filter is it filters the air that comes from the outside into the vehicle. And when it comes, into the vehicle, it filters that air so it blocks out some of that pollen and things like that. So that's one of the things that the cabin air filter can do. It'll stop those leaves from getting into the blower motor also. So that's, that's what they do. They're usually located on the passenger side. And they're up underneath the dash. Some are quite easy to get to. Some are a little bit more challenging.
Hmm.
Does that cost much for one of those compared to the normal air filter that's under the hood? Or is
about
the same? Or?
They run around the same. The filters themselves are fairly inexpensive, depending on the vehicle again. And again, for the most part, a lot of them, they are fairly easy to replace, but... The other ones, you have to take the glove box door off or take the entire glove compartment out. So it varies in prices for replacing them.
Okay. Hey, we just saw someone walk in. Are you going to be behind the scenes or are you going to say hello to everyone?
Come on, Cindy.
Your beautiful wife, Cindy.
Come on down,
Come on, just
Cindy.
Say hello. Hey, it's a family thing
gotta
here.
Pull
you
that
know?
Microphone up there for her.
Yeah. So this is the brains behind the works people at Affordable Automotive.
Yes.
This is Cindy, Ken's wife.
Good morning.
Hey, Cindy. I'm glad you're here. I feel feeling a little lonely as the only woman in the studio. I'm glad you're here, girlfriend.
Well, thank you. I'm proud to be here because I'm proud of my husband and my son for what they've done for Affordable Automotive.
Well, how many years have y'all been in business now?
We've been in business over 30 years,
wow.
And actually Cindy is the one who found Affordable Automotive.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, I want to hear this story, Cindy.
You do?
Yes, I do. Yes.
First of all, this should speak to all the women out there that if Cindy can put up with them, you can come there and get your car repaired, honestly. Right?
That's right.
That's very true. We have 41 beautiful years together.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been... But going back to it, Cindy did find the shop in the Pensacola News Journal.
Yeah, it was. I don't remember if it was the News Journal or the local Gulf Breeze paper, but there was an ad for a shop available for sale in Midway.
Right.
East Gulf Breeze.
Mm-hmm.
And I called my husband, who was up at Talladega.
Watching the race.
And... I said, Kenny, there's a shop for sale.
And I'd been looking for a shop. We had been looking around up and down Gulf, Highway 98, Gulf Breeze. I'd been looking for a place.
So I called him. I said, there's a shop for sale. We need to get on it. And we did. And it was him and I in the beginning. I knew nothing about books or automotive. And I still don't today.
You've been winging it ever since.
I've been winging it ever since. I was handwriting the books, writing checks, the parts driver, answering the phone, and handing it to Kenny.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep, she'd have to go get parts because back then a lot of places didn't want to deliver that far out in the Gulf Breeze. And we were in nowhere's land back then.
Yes, we were.
Well, I'll tell you what. For me, I have a soft spot being an ex-chamber professional for small businesses that are family-owned. I find that most of them, especially in our area here in Santa Rosa Escambia County, most of the people I've met over the years that have been running their own businesses with family for 20, 30 years, and they're passing it on to your sons and children, like you're passing your business on to your son, Kenny, there's a level of integrity and accountability that comes with that
that
I find really admirable. And you all certainly have that because I have been accustomed customer of theirs for many years with my car I didn't want to give up.
Yeah, right.
They kept that poor little thing running for about 15 years.
Or
I
we
cried
can't afford
when
none.
I let it go, but it was a Chrysler Sebring convertible.
I remember it well.
but that's the thing, is that it really is special, and I'm glad you're here, Cindy, to tell that story, because I think it makes a difference. And it's, you know, I know that there's a lot of commercial businesses out there that do a good job, and their local owners or franchise owners are good people, but I still have a soft spot for people that have started the business from the ground up, are here 20 and 30 years, and still doing great business. Yes. So congratulations to you on that. Because you just celebrated 30, right?
Yes, yes, 30 years of the, you know, at Affordable Automotive.
So. And think about the changes in the automobile industry. I mean, the car from 30 years ago to the car today, you've seen all that and kept up with everything? That's incredible.
It's a tough road to keep up with. I mean, you know, car still has four wheels, but how those four wheels are driven is completely different than what it was 30, 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the automotive industry has really evolved, and actually, now they're mainly rolling computers.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, got a question here from one of our listeners. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. So if you have a question, talking with Ken Chartel and Cindy Chartel, the owners of Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. The question is, what does it take to put a general inspection to get a general inspection to check out my car's overall condition? It's about 5 years old. Is there a fee for that, for that first inspection? And,
well,
and how would that work? Do I need to make an appointment?
Yeah, or? Best is if you call down to the shop at 850-932-0811, and you can talk with Mark or whoever answers the phone and set up saying you want an inspection done. We do a lot of pre-purchase inspections. Best to do a pre-purchase. Don't tell me you bought it already.
Right. So especially if you're going to a used car, you can say, yes, to that dealership, I want to get my car inspected, mm-hmm, off that lot.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Very
right.
Important.
So any other, inspections we do, even with our regular oil changes and stuff like that, we go through the vehicle pretty good and kind of let you know what's going on. So, make an appointment, and if you need some minor services like the oil change or something like that, we'll, go ahead and check everything else out while we're there and make you aware of other problems that you might have or might not have, or something that doesn't need to be touched. Maybe, mm-hmm, somebody said, I'd get this fixed right away, and, we'll look at it, and sometimes, no, you don't need it right away. They're right, it's war, but not to the extent they were saying.
Right, right. So, what's the most important thing to look for when you're in that used car parking lot and you're checking out cars? What are the most important things? Is it mileage? Because that's something that I was told years ago. Look at the mileage and check out the year, and you can probably go up and, is it Carfax or what are those
things you can
go
use
look up the history of the vehicle?
Sure, sure. But those are only as good as who inputs the information in it. So, and the do-it-yourselfers, they have no way to input that information that they've been doing the oil changes. Maybe they take it to other places to have some more major work done, but so the inputs on oil changes might not be there. But yeah, when you're buying a used car, just best to kind of look it all over.
It might
look pretty, but underneath the hood, it's hard to say. Not that you can see a lot under the hood of these newer cars anymore, but they're all covered with plastic panels to cover everything up and make it look pretty, for what I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, you've been doing this a long time, so I'm just curious for myself, what would be a checklist for somebody like me that I'm just going to put it out there, I have no car knowledge whatsoever, noises or things what are the things that are little warning signs that I should pay attention to bring my car in? Because I'm the kind of, I admit it, I'm the one, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If I turn a key on it and then it runs, and nobody turns the key on anymore, by the way, I just dated myself.
But when I push the button. There's still key cars out there.
When I push that button and the car is, good, it's running good today. But right. When you're driving around, are there some telltale signs, or maybe not so that might be a little bit more subtle to say, maybe I should get this looked at?
Well, again, like you said, noises. That's a weird noise. Turn the radio down and listen, mm-hmm, for it once, mm-hmm, in a while.
Yeah.
And quit karaoke and while you were in there and, well, and listened to some of the noises.
I've pulled up at drive-thrus that have double lines sometimes, right. And I'll suddenly hear this clang, 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 and I'm thinking, oh my God, is that my, and now, and it's the car next to me.
Right, right, right.
Sure, it's not my vehicle.
I've had that happen quite a few times because I drive older vehicles, and you never know what's going to happen to them, even though I am a technician. My stuff still breaks, too.
You've been stranded before.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I have.
I know. I saw some poor driver yesterday pulled over, and I thought, oh, here you go. Right, like something was wrong. So. But one of the things, too, I wanted to ask you about was having that check light for yourself. But we talked about this a couple of shows ago, but I thought it might be worthwhile to review it again. When that check engine light goes on, or you see, nowadays I have all these weird lights. I got the little pretend battery light, and I got different. How much time do you have when you see those lights? Do I need to come in right away? Can I postpone it a little, or is it?
Well, no, you really don't want to postpone when lights come on. I mean, you know, the infamous low air pressure, the picture of the flat tire. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, you know, that one you can physically look at the tire and see, is it really that low? The sensors go bad in those wheels, so sometimes they give false things. So it's best to, you know, actually put a gauge on your tires and see how they're going. The check engine light, if that comes on, if it's not flashing at you, you can postpone it a little, but I wouldn't go too long because it can affect other things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so one problem then will lead into the next problem into the next problem. So, and now I call you and tell you you have this big bill because you waited too long.
Ooh,
So that's the one thing you don't want to do.
Okay. If you have a question, this is the Car Care Show with Ken Chartel with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, 850-437-1620. You've got something going on with your vehicle, you can text it in for free this morning and maybe get a little advice. Won't cost you a dime.
That's it.
That's what this show is all about.
I have a question.
Okay, Cindy.
My tire light is flashing.
It is flashing.
Yes.
Oh, honey, my tire light is flashing.
You mean actually on your car? Right now?
Yes.
It is. It has been.
Oh.
I need to make an appointment.
Well, call 850-932-0811.
I'll do that this afternoon.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe we can fit you in.
Okay. There are so many things I could say right now, but no. I'm going to be good.
I'll say it. No dinner tonight.
Yeah,
that's right. Or dessert.
You'll be bringing it in.
Take her out. There you go. Talking with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. They've been in this community for 30 years, a little bit more than that. Of course, I've been a regular customer for years, but I know so many folks in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze area have been, and you do a great job, and you have accountability for what you do. So if I come in and I get something fixed, and then a week later the problem comes back, can I bring it back? Will you take care of me?
Yeah, we'll be more than glad to take a look again. I mean, sometimes it might be something maybe we overlooked, or it might be a new problem, or it might be a bad part, which I was working on the other day.
Oh, really?
So put a new part in the vehicle, everything was fine, came back and had an issue. Well, that brand new part was defective.
Oh my goodness!
Had to put another part into it. So, that was all free of charge to the customer and everything on that part of it.
Right.
If it's a part failure, I can't help that. I didn't make the part. I just install a part.
Mm-hmm. So, of course. Assuming you're ordering it from the manufacturer, it's going to be in good condition. But things happen.
Things happen these days.
Yeah.
So I had run into someone, and I knew the answer, but I'm just asking for the audience sake. Affordable Automotive, do they work on foreign and domestic?
Yes, we work on foreign and domestic. We'll work on anything. We'll try to work on anything, you know. With my knowledge of older cars, we do quite a bit of older vehicles and things like that. And
I know of the old Volkswagen what is it, the 70s model that y'all own?
Yes, I have a 74 VW
Beautiful.
Camper.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Working fine.
Yep. My father bought that brand new, and I've, you know, it's been passed down in the family, and you know, Kenny will get it one of these days. Actually, it's at his house right now.
You know what that makes me think of? I saw a news story the other day about Cuba and how they have kept those old cars right. from the 1950s mm-hmm. still running. It's mm-hmm. really something, isn't it?
Right, right. You know, some of them, they've... the bodies might be from that, but engines and things like that, you know, they'll take an engine out of something, you know.
So that's how they're doing yeah. it. So it's not actually the 50s engine,
yeah,
you're saying.
Some might be, but, you know, from what I've heard, you know, a lot of it is, you know, they've taken other things apart
sure.
to keep them going.
It's interesting. So then when I come in and I'm going to have a general inspection, what would be the sort of, I know it's different with different vehicles, but kind of a ballpark figure of what that would cost?
You know, again, it's really kind of what you'd want done, mm-hmm. what you'd like us to do. I don't know if you're going to have any other services or anything like that, but generally, you know, it's about $60 to just give it a quick once over. Well,
that's very reasonable.
And then, you know, the price, and, you know, the farther you want to go with the inspection, I mean, now if you want to do, you know, a compression check or things like that, I mean, then it's going to cost a lot more because now mm-hmm. we have to go deeper into it.
But if I'm just getting ready for a road trip and I'm worried about the, you know, battery, tires, belts, typical things like that, the level of my oil and coolant and so forth like that, I want to get the car checked out. I don't want to spend a fortune, but, you know, just to see if there's anything. I don't want to get stuck.
Right. That then my suggestion on that would be if you are getting ready to go on a road trip, that's always a good time to get the oil changed. And, you know, we'll go ahead and do all that looking at it while we're changing the oil for you and make sure the brakes are good and things like that. So then really then we don't have the charge of inspecting the car. We're kind of doing that with the oil change. So, you know, we're not making any real money on it that way, but, you know.
Well, you may discover something that's critical, though.
You're right. We might discover something, or at least let you know, hey, after your road trip, mm-hmm. if you have any money, you might want to fix this.
Right. You know? That makes me think of something I've always wanted to ask you, Ken, is that I always wonder, what should I have in my trunk?
Well, there's...
I mean, what should be keeping back there? I know that I've got to have something to change a tire.
Well, yes, for most vehicles, but now some of the vehicles are coming with what they call run flat tires, so you don't even have a spare tire in the back of the car.
Oh, wow, okay.
So.
But what else should I have just in case of emergency?
Jumper cables, for sure. You never know when that battery is going to just say, it might have started great that morning. Cindy's had this problem where I've had to come rescue her because the battery went dead at the store.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, jumper cables are always a good thing to have in the vehicle. And then, you know, just a blanket, things in the cooler weather, you know, a blanket or something like that. And, you know, just different...
I have paper towels,
yeah,
blanket,
paper towels.
And a first aid kit.
Those are all good.
And a little mini, I guess you'd call it like a mini tool kit.
Yeah.
Not that I would ever, I've never opened it, but it's there
mm-hmm.
for whoever's going to help me.
Maybe
want to be prepared.
Maybe one of those little roadside signs that say, hey, there's somebody here.
Yeah. The triangle.
Yeah.
The little triangle
back there. Oh, yeah. I never thought about it. Like, did you see with the truckers?
Yes.
Sometimes have those little triangles. That's probably very smart,
It is a good idea to have one of those because, you know, the way people drive, you know, you want to make yourself, you know, here you are sitting on the side of the road. You're not moving, and mm-hmm. they're moving at 70, 80 miles an hour going past you. So, you know, you'd want to be visible. So, yes, one of those is good. And, you know, a little air compressor for pumping up a tire. If you mm-hmm. do happen to have a run flat vehicle, at least you can pump the tire up to get you to a service station or something like that.
Okay, well, we're about out of time. It's just flown by. This is the Car Care Show with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. So Ken and Cindy are here, the owners, Ken and Cindy Chartel. So just tell us where you're located, how we can get in touch, your hours and everything.
We're located at 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway. We're about a mile west of the zoo. And you can also find us at Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze. And our phone number is 850-932-0811.
Terrific.
Yep.
Thanks for coming in, Ken and Cindy Chartel. I'm wondering who's running this business. I have a pretty good idea now.
I want to know where you're taking Cindy for dinner.
For lunch. And Howard Seaton, our ADX marketing consultant. So if you're interested in advertising with us, you can always contact Howard. This is Pep Talk.